Queen, as chosen by Michael Sheen and David Tennant, who are with me right now talking about Good Omens, which is released on Amazon on Friday, 31st of May. It's going to be on BBC Two at some point in the future, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Do we have an exact
year,
date?
I think.
Or just...
We don't know much more than that right now.
Possibly even for Christmas.
Who knows? Nice.
It would be a lovely little Christmas treat.
I have to qualify this before I ask this next question. That is, have either of you been in one of the adaptations of a Gaiman or Pratchett book before?
One of Neil Gaiman's Doctor Who episodes... I was in.
Oh, yes, yes. And I was in a radio play of a Terry Pratchett novel.
Well, which one?
The Amazing Maurice and His Marvellous Rodents.
Which is a brilliant kids' book.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous kids' book. And the only reason I say this is that I am a massive Pratchett fan. You know, for me, he's one of the all-time great English authors. And I love Neil Gaiman as well. I'd say he's probably my second favourite.
You're very much in our target audience.
Well, yes, and that's why I was so scared about watching this, because I love both of you, I love both those authors, and up to this point, I've not totally loved anything that's been adapted from their books.
Right.
Right. Well, of course, that's what helped so much, having Neil Gaiman be the showrunner. So he's done the adaptation, but he was also there on set every day, working alongside Douglas MacKinnon, who directed it, and was at the heart of all the creative decisions, really. So that gives you a lot of confidence. Like, he's not done that before.
When I heard about the casting of both of you in this, and I'm not just saying this because you're at Radio 2 today, and I have to say, I can't think of a better casting for this. I can't at all. I mean, you've both got a little touch of the evil about you and a little touch of the good about you as well. I mean, Michael, you have got a look of the angelic about you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. They become this strange, odd couple. It's like this marriage where, even though they're supposed to be absolutely on opposite sides, they're sort of a bit in love with each other, I think, as well. But although they wouldn't admit it.
No.
David, I said you were evil. Obviously, let's point this out. That's because you play a demon who's described as such.
Yes.
Not so much as fall, a saunter vaguely downwards. He has snake eyes and a penchant for designer sunglasses.
Yes, he does.
And you wear them both well.
Thanks very much.
Those lizard eyes.
Yes.
Was that a serious pair of contact lenses?
It is a pair of contact lenses, yeah. It wasn't too much of a trial.
I have to say that David was heroic in how he dealt with those contact lenses. They were huge. And towards the end of the shoot, when we went to South Africa to do a lot of the stuff out in the desert and that kind of thing, he had to deal with having like bits of sand.
That's when they weren't fun. Oh. The desert is the one day they really weren't fun.
And you never complained about
it. I had a little grumble. But, you know, yeah, the desert, when they get dried out, they were a bit little bit.
I've got this beautiful mental image of you, David, at some point during a shoot going, "My eyes are dry! Someone come wet my eyes for me."
Yeah.
Have you shown this to any fans?
Oh, at the premiere that we're having, there's going to be a lot of fans at the premiere. So if it goes badly, it was very nice knowing you. And arrivederci.
Are you going to go in costume?
Well, people do. So we've been doing publicity for this for quite a while now. And we went to an event in New York, a Comic-Con event in New York, and this was a while ago. And people were already starting to dress up
as
our characters.
I've met quite a few Aziraphales and Crawleys now,
Right.
I do have to say, watching it, and I've watched the first two episodes, that's all I was given to watch, and I absolutely devoured them. And I have to say, and I'm not just saying this, it is truly brilliant. As an adaptation, I think it works, and it captures the book. It really captures the book.
Good, good. Well, that's a relief for us to hear. Yeah.
It has a touch, watching it, has a touch of the Douglas Adams about it. If you remember the old Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's got that feel, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a very sort of unique Britishness. There is definitely some Douglas Adams flavours in there. Monty Python's definitely in there somewhere. And also Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, they both have a very particular worldview, and it is very sort of, it's British.
You say it's British. I mean, what sort of reaction do you think it will get from America? Because I'm assuming it's being released over there as well.
No, sure. It's been released around the world in an instant, as happens these days. Neil and Terry both have huge followings over there already, so we shall see. But I suspect people will be seduced by it.
And we've got lots of lovely American representatives in the show. We have Frances McDormand, who is God.
Yes.
We have John Hamm.
Perfect God as well.
Yeah, John Hamm is my boss, the Archangel Gabriel.
Yeah.
Michael McKean, the great Michael McKean, plays the Witchfinder Sergeant.
Shadwell.
Yeah.
Where will you watch it?
David and I will be in character, dressed as our characters, sitting next to each other in bed, a la Morecambe and Wise, and watching all the episodes as the characters Aziraphale and Crowley, I think.
Oh, it's an image that is going to live with me after this interview is gone. Please tell me. I mean, I don't know how it would happen. Could there be a season two?
Well,
that's not
my favourite. My favourite Good Omens joke is not actually in Good Omens. So Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman came up with the title for a sequel, even without coming up with the sequel itself. And the title was 668 The Neighbour of the Beast, which I think is a genius title and deserves to have something written for it. But no, that one of the great things about this is that it's 6 episodes, done.
We're not asking you to commit to watching box set after box set.
But would you do it if there was 668A, Neighbour of the Beast? Would you do it?
Well, I personally had such a fantastic time working with David on this. These characters are fantastic characters. So I love doing it. So, I mean, if there was something, I would definitely not kick it out of bed.
But it's definitely not, we're not imagining we're ever coming back.
No.
It'd be a very happy memory.
Well, yeah. I've watched the first third. I can tell you it is brilliant so far. It appears on Amazon Friday, 31st of May, around the world. As we said, probably before Christmas, it will be on BBC Two. Michael, David, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.